Good morning. It is Craig Bennett, aka Cash Keg, here with DFS Army for another NBA First Look podcast brought to you by Drafters.com. Drafters.com, they got snake drafts, pick 'em, best ball style drafts. And the biggest and best part of the site is you can swap after lock up until tip. Now, I wish FanDuel and DraftKings would get on board with this because let me tell you, how many times have you been screwed over by Paul George? We could go down the line. How many of these players come out after lock? They say, oh, I don't feel well. Oh, I all hurt all of a sudden. They weren't on the injury report all day long. And you get screwed over with the big zero. Happened way too much in the NBA recently. So again, drafters.com helps you out a little bit. You can swap your players up until tip, even after lock, rather than the scheduled game time. This is just big. It's one of the best things about the site. I wish the bigger sites would do this as well. It would just be good for the community as a whole. They also have auto swap. So before lock with news, they'll take an inactive player and put it with the next highest ranked player so you don't get stuck with a zero as well. That's big, big time. I wish that the big sites would do that as well. So maybe they will check this out. Again, drafters.com. Use promo code DFS Army. Get a 25% deposit bonus up to the max deposit of $400. Again, the description below, you can check out that link and click on it and get that 25% using promo code DFS Army. But again, late swaps, that's the big thing. Before tip, not just lock, but before tip is big. So again, head on over there, check out drafters.com. So on this, we got a 7-game slate tonight on tap, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to jump in, talk about FanDuel and DraftKings, build some sample lineups out of both. Talk about some injuries, maybe some guys to get on, you know, kind of see where the chalk's going to be, and just talk about overall on the slate. Again, don't forget, I dropped a baseball video you can check out. That lock starts around 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got the Masters all day today that just kicked off, so lots of sports going on Thursday. And again, if you like these videos, hit that like button for me, subscribe to the channel, and turn on that notification bell so you know when I upload these videos. And let's just dive right into this, man. Let's get after it. As you can see, I got DraftKings pulled up in the background. We will use this as we talk through the slate, but we will also talk about FanDuel pricing as well. And we will build a sample FanDuel lineup as we get towards that game. So first game on tap, we have the Lakers at Miami, 204 over under, extremely low. Miami favored by 8. Still no LeBron, still no AD. Kyle Kuzma is probable. Andre Drummond is probable. Man, I can't speak today. Ben McLemore is probable. And for Miami, no Okpala and Hero and Vincent are both probable. So a game like this on the Lakers side, I don't know if I want a ton of them. They have actually a below 100 implied team total, 98 points implied team total here. Going up against Miami, Kyle Kuzma is 7,100 on DraftKings, 7K on FanDuel. Don't really want to play him, honestly. Drummond is only 5,200 on FanDuel, 6,500 on DraftKings. I don't like it, but cheap on FanDuel. I don't think he's going to play a ton of minutes here. I think they're just going to run 10, 12 guys out. I think Kuzma and Schroeder are the one guys you're going to get at, but if Drummond's probably going to play, it's going to hurt the upside of Montrezl Harrell as well. 6,200 on DraftKings, over on FanDuel. He's 6,800. I don't want either one of them. I think if you're taking a shot at anyone on FanDuel, it's Drummond. And then on DraftKings, I really don't want any of them here. Dennis Schroeder would be the one guy maybe you can look at on DraftKings. I don't want any Kuzma. I don't want any Harrell. The team's just a dumpster fire right now, especially bringing a couple of these guys back. But with no AD, no LeBron, this is what happens when you sign two max players and the rest of your scrub lineup, you know, has to play. They suck. So no thank you on this slate. Over on the Miami side, again, they're kind of getting back to full strength here with Butler, Bam, Oladipo, Hero, I said is probable. So they're kind of full strength going up against the Lakers here. I don't know who I want to jump on. You know, Jimmy Butler is 9K on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he is priced at 9,400. So I can consider him on FanDuel, I guess, at the small forward position. But on DraftKings, 9K, I don't think you need to go there. You know, they might end up going deeper into their bench here and just absolutely smash him. So Bam at 8,400 on DraftKings, 9K on FanDuel. I just don't really love it. You know, same thing with Hero coming back. That screws up the whole, you know, guard rotation with Oladipo, Robinson, Dragic. All these guys can play around 20 to 30 minutes here. I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of upside. I'm not going to dive into this game very much at all. Let's head over to the next game. We got Chicago at Toronto. 221 over under. Chicago favored by 4. Larry Markkanen is probable for Chicago. Same with Kobe White and Daniel Tice. Garrett Temple is still out. Zach LaVine is probable as well. For Toronto, man, they still got a bunch of injuries here. No Kyle Lowry, no Van Fleet, no Harris, no Hood, no Watson. It looks like they signed Freddie Galipsy to a 10-day contract. I don't think that is going to dictate any part of this. And McCaw is out as well. So on the Chicago things, with Larry Markkanen playing, Kobe White, LaVine, it's kind of screw all this thing up. Toronto is a dumpster fire of a defensive team, so I think we could look at a couple of Chicago guys. I think Vooch is very much in play. 99 on FanDuel is expensive, but 9100 on DraftKings is a good price. Should be able to do what he wants here. Put up 6350 in his last two. I don't mind. I'm going to throw him in the center position, but I think that's a good price on him. Thad Young, 6300 on DraftKings. Priced at 6,500 on FanDuel. I think a good price there on FanDuel. Decent price on DraftKings, but not someone I'm trying to force in. I think with Laurie coming back, it's going to hurt Thad. Kobe White's cheap on DraftKings, 4,200, which is super cheap. If he comes back, 27 in his last game on April 6th, put up 27 DraftKings points. He's 5,200 on FanDuel. I like this price on DraftKings. We might throw him in this lineup as well. Toronto's just not a good defensive team, especially with all the injuries they have. So I think you can attack this multiple ways. Zach LaVine, 8K on DraftKings, 7,200 on FanDuel. Again, you can look at playing him, but I'm just not sure we're going to see the upside out of him. Did put up 40 DraftKings points. I'm sorry, let's pull him up real quick. Did put up 40 DraftKings points there against Indiana on the 6th. But we haven't seen massive upside. I can't pay this on DraftKings. Full fade for me on DraftKings. FanDuel, you can make a case at 7,200. But with these guys fully healthy and Vooch around, I just don't think we're going to see the massive upside of him. So FanDuel play only. Stay away from him on DraftKings. I'd rather play Kobe White for half the tag. That could probably get to that 6, 7X mark where I don't think we're going to see a 50 burger out of LaVine, and I need that out of him. I'd much rather play Vooch than I would him. Larry Markkanen, same kind of thing. 4,500 on the DraftKings. 4,700 at a FanDuel. A guy could play in tournaments, but I don't think I would play him in cash games. There is some upside out of him going up against Toronto. So if you want to take a shot at him, I'm okay. But all these guys, Daniel Tice, 3,700. I don't think we're going to see a ton of minutes out of him. It's just a situation where I would pick maybe max two Chicago guys against a bad Toronto team right now. But don't get crazy here. Over on the Toronto side, again, with all those guys injured, OG, Trent, and Siakam are going to be the guys we're looking at here. Siakam's 8,500 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, we're looking at 8,700. Probably going to be pretty popular going up against Chicago's front court, but they're not the same. They do have Vooch there, but it's not like he's a great defensive talent. OG, 8K on FanDuel is way priced up. 7K on DraftKings, though, is a fair tag. A lot of these guys you can look at. Flynn, 4,700 on DraftKings, 6K on FanDuel. He's way priced up, but I don't mind going back to Flynn. Bembry, 3,800. I think Bembry's probably going to get the start again with all these guys out going up against Chicago. Put up 31 and 35 in his last two starts, 3,800. Sign me up for some of that junk. So we'll throw Bembry in this lineup. Again, talking about Michael Flynn, 4,700 for Flynn's a little expensive, but in his last two games, put up 33 and 43 and 33 here. I don't mind going right back to him on DraftKings. Not so much on FanDuel. It's pretty expensive. But on DraftKings, I still think you can look at going him. We'll throw him in this lineup as well. Let's put him at the guard spot so he doesn't clog this up. And again, I have no problem going to Siakam here. OG, Trent, all guys. Trent's shot like crap the last two games. 6,300 on DraftKings, 6,700 on FanDuel. But shot 46% from the field the last two games, putting him 19 and 22 fantasy points. It's been Bembry and Flynn getting it done. This is where I don't mind jumping on a Trent Jr. and hope that he gets hot. Because if he gets hot, he can put up a 40 burger and he's going to have some low ownership with what he's done the last two games and people looking at those game logs. So someone that we can jump on, look at a little bit. I still like the cheaper Toronto guys. I still, especially Bembry, probably a lock button if he starts. It's just too cheap. He should see, 30 minutes. And he's just been crushing lately. Going up against Chicago, no problem going there. Those are the guys I'm looking at. If Chris Boucher gets a start, 6K on FanDuel. He is priced at 5,700 on DraftKings, 33, 25, 32 over his last three. I don't mind playing a little bit of him, but just so much tournaments. I think Bembry and Flynn are the guys I'm going to look at going in my cash games more than anything else. So that's where I'm going to look at that. Let's go to the next game here where we have Cleveland at OKC. Let's see here. 214.5 over under. Cleveland favored by 3.5. No Jared Allen, no Larry Nance, no Wendler. On the OKC side, a lot of guys questionable here. Muscala, Hall, Baisley, Dort, Roby, Miller, all questionable. SGA is still out. And it looks like that is it here. So, again, with all these guys out at Cleveland, they're going up against OKC. Could be some fantasy goodness here in DraftKings here. Sexton, 7,600. Garland, 6,500. Love these guys a bunch. You know, if you want to look at Torian Prince, 4,100. He's been pretty decent here. If we looked at him over his last couple games, 32.75 and 32 over his last two. So maybe we can slide in a Prince here. Hartenstein, 4,400. He plays backup center minutes. 39 in 27 minutes against the Spurs, but he's got a 14 to 26, 35. There is upside here. If we go look over at FanDuel for these guys, they're all pretty cheap. Hartenstein against power forward, which you have to low over there at 4K. Prince is 5,800. Don't really love that. I love Prince more on DraftKings. We might slide Prince in this lineup just because he's cheap. Allows us to get up some guys. Again, Garland, Sexton. I don't mind playing either of them. I kind of like Garland more because he does a little bit more. Sexton's more scoring dependent. Garland is 6,800 on FanDuel, but 6,500 on DraftKings. 56 burger against the Spurs, 32, 21, 33. You'll take 32 or 33 at 6,500. So I don't mind playing him. Is point guard only eligible here? So, you know, that's a decision that you have to make, but definitely in play. We'll throw him in this lineup as we're building through some things. Maybe you prefer him over Flynn, but again, guy that I would look at. Same kind of thing with Hartenstein. If we wanted to go that, he is center eligible only, so we'd have to get rid of Vooch or Garland in this lineup. But again, very much in play. I'm not playing Love. He hasn't played enough minutes for me. 5,800 on DraftKings, 5,600 on FanDuel. No thanks. And I'm just not a big Dean Wade fan at all, even though he plays heavy minutes. Low usage guy. You know, he's 4,600 on DraftKings, you know, 4,500 on FanDuel. I mean, you could play him, but I'm not a guy that I love to play. I think there's enough value on the slate. You don't need to look at it. Over on the OKC side, like I said, all these guys are basically out. I'm not liking Moses Brown too much. He's basically, we see 27, 26, 23 minutes, 18, 20, 28 fantasy points. Problem is he's splitting center minutes down here with Bradley since they brought him in. So if you look at Bradley, 21, 22, 25 minutes, I'd much rather play Bradley than Moses. You're getting a guy that's a pretty good fantasy scorer at much cheaper, and he's putting up, you know, 6X, 7X at a way less, you know, price, and the upside is there. So I would much rather take a shot at Bradley than I would Moses Brown. I'm not going to look at him. But Theo Maledon, you can look at him at 5,300 on DraftKings. I have no problem going to Maledon. 41, 21, 11, 45, 31 over his last five. But again, if some of these guys come back, I would be off of him. But if they're all out again, you might have to look at him. Same thing with Svi. I can't really go there unless some of these guys are out. I'm gonna kind of just sit here and kind of wait on some of this news. If a lot of these guys are out, you know, maybe we can look at some Pokusevski, but I'm not going to get super excited about any of these guys until we kind of know what's going on. But definitely Bradley, regardless of what happens, going to keep playing those backup center minutes, and I will keep looking at that. Let's go to the next game. Here we got Milwaukee at Dallas. Milwaukee favored by 1, 228 over under. Giannis is a doubtful. PJ Tucker is out. JJ Redick is out for Dallas. Porzingis is doubtful on a back-to-back, so he's doubtful. Willie Cauley-Stein is questionable. Luka Doncic is questionable as well. And Kleba is questionable. Burke's questionable. And Terry is questionable. So a lot of news to unpack in here. Now, we know these guys are out. So on the Milwaukee side, we're looking at Jrue Holiday. We're looking at Middleton, DiVincenzo, Bobby Portis. All of these guys are in play for sure. Holiday and Middleton are the guys I want to load up on. So Holiday, I'll slide him in the shooting guard position. I don't think we need Garland here. I'd much rather go Middleton or DiVincenzo. I think are both great plays here. I'll throw Middleton in this lineup, but you're going to want at least two Milwaukee guys. I would set a lineup like that with no Giannis. Again, love Portis, love DiVincenzo. I don't think you need to play these other guys. Maybe you can look at Brook Lopez. If you look at the prices over on FanDuel a little bit, again, 8,800 for Jrue Holiday, 8,200 for Middleton, 5,800 for Portis, 5,700 for DiVincenzo, 5,600 for Lopez. Those are the guys you're playing. I would play a minimum of two in every lineup that I built today. Over on the Dallas side, again, it all depends on Luka. So if Luka plays, I'm going to want me some Luka at 10-9, especially with Porzingis being doubtful. You know, if Luka does sit, though, give me all the Brunson I can handle, Jay Rich, even some Hardaway. Those are the guys I'm going to be looking at to play. Even some Finney Smith. If Kleba gets out, you know, maybe they start and we get a little bit more. Melly would be cheap, a guy I would look at, 3,700. And then maybe we get a Boban sighting and play some of him up against Lopez. So this is a game we're going to have to see the news on. It's a 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time lock. So not sure what's going to go on here with news-wise. But again, if Luka plays, I want Luka to bounce back to Milwaukee. If he sits, then I'm definitely going to load up on Brunson, which I'd much rather have over White in this lineup. And Josh Richardson, I want a ton of him as well. So there's a lot of ways to unpack this. But on Milwaukee, we know that Giannis is not going to play. He's doubtful. So we're definitely going to want to load up on Middleton and Drew Holiday, or Holiday and DiVincenzo. You want at least two of these guys. So keep that in mind. A game to target. If you're going to be some spend-ups, it's probably going to be here. Again, on Dallas' side, there could be a lot of mid-range plays with a lot of upside with Brunson and Jay Rich. The two guys that I think have the highest upside of this whole batch. Let's move over to the next game here. We got Phoenix at the Clippers. Phoenix at the Clippers. 222.5 over under. Clippers favored by 5.5. It looks like on the Clippers side, Ibaka is still out. So this is a game I don't really want to target. This is one I can just kind of scratch off and fantasy purposes for me, especially with the spend ups that we have in the Milwaukee Dallas game, and then the cheap guys we have in Toronto, Chicago. I'm gonna cross this off, kind of like the Laker Miami game I don't want, and Phoenix and Clippers I don't really want. I think I would just cross them off the slates if I was looking to get the player pool. I don't think I need any Chris Paul. I don't need any Booker here at these prices at all, at 8,300, 9,200. I would much rather go the Milwaukee guys with higher upside. They're all kind of priced up. I think this is a fade game, and I'm just not going to talk about it. Like on the Clipper side, they're fully healthy besides Ibaka. I just don't need to go there. Like they got 114 implied team total. It's going to be all Paul George, Kawhi Leonard. Zubac maybe at 5K on FanDuel will be one guy I would look at. But on DraftKings, I don't think you need to go there. I mean, Zubac's 5,200, but I would rather take some chances at a Tony Bradley at cheap or go up to Vooch. I don't think I need to be in that range, in that mid range. So Paul George is 8,200 on DraftKings if you want to take a shot at that, but I don't love it. You know, I'd much rather go Holiday and much rather go Chris Middleton than that. So maybe if you're going to be a little different, take Paul George, but not something I'm super excited about. So again, kind of a cross off game for me. Let's move to the next game. Portland at Utah, 230.5 over under. Utah favored by 6. Looks like Mike Conley is doubtful, so you know what that means on both fronts. We got to go look at the prop bets for Ingles. And old Jingling Joe is in play here for the Utah side. Norman Powell is probable for Portland. Looks like Nurkic is questionable, so if he were to sit, we could fire up some Cantor. Maybe we'll have to look at the pricing. And then again, Conley being doubtful is big. You know, on a back-to-back, we're probably going to see some Joe Ingles here. 5,700 is a great tag on him. So maybe we get rid of Prince here and throw Jingling Joe Ingles in. He just handles the ball a lot more. So love him. Same thing with Clarkson. Gets a bit of a bump as well with no Conley. But again, I'm really wanting Joe Ingles here. And Donovan Mitchell, 8,600. No problem playing him against Portland. They just don't play no defense. So it just boosts all these guys up. No problem playing Mitchell. Gobert's fine, especially if Nurkic is out when going up against Cantor. Cantor doesn't play any defense, so take some Gobert. Ingles, I definitely like. Clarkson, I would like as well. Those are the guys I'm focused on, but definitely Joe Ingles here with Conley out. Even at 5,700 on DraftKings, if we go look at his price over on FanDuel, he is priced at 5,200. So yeah, love me some Joe Ingles here, especially with this game, you know, being only a 6-point favorite with a high over-under. Love Joe Ingles here. I love that. I wish he was a small forward and not shooting guard. That kind of sucks, but I'm going to load up on him. So focus on Mitchell, Gobert, Clarkson, and Ingles. Over on the Portland side, again, with Powell probable, you can take some chances on Powell if you want to. But it's McCollum and Lillard. McCollum 7,800 on DraftKings. With Conley out, you know, it hurts them a little bit defensively, but they're still a good defensive unit. You know, McCollum is 8,200 on FanDuel, 7,800 on DraftKings. I don't think I'm going there. I'm still going to Milwaukee guys. Lillard, 9,200. 9,500 on DraftKings. I think it takes his upside with Powell coming back, just another shooter that's around there. All tournament plays. I have no problem playing these guys in tournaments. Could be a sneaky game stack if you wanted to go that route. Maybe playing, you know, two Utah guys and two Portland guys coming back as a low and play off the Milwaukee-Dallas game. But just focus on that. You know, Roko, if you want to take a shot at him, maybe helps a little bit if Nurkic is out. Then I did mention, you know, Kanter is 6,100. He played a few more minutes here, 37-43 in his last two. So a guy that you can look at center if we don't get Nurkic here. So definitely a fun game to target. Definitely Joe Ingles is the guy I want the most of. In the last game of the night, we got Detroit at Sacramento. 226.5 over under. Sacramento favored by 7. Killian Hayes is probable. Looks like Jahlil Okafor is questionable. And no Jeremy Grant and no Magruder. So, again, a game I think we can play a few guys from. If we go look at the Detroit side of things, with no Jeremy Grant, we should see Plumlee go up a little bit. Plumlee's too cheap. 5,900 on DraftKings is just too cheap. Sadiq Bey should get a boost here. Josh Jackson will get a boost. All too cheap. 4,300 and 4,700 respectively on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, we have Josh Jackson at 4,400. I love that. I mean, he should be shooting a lot more with no Grant. So I do love Josh Jackson. Sadiq Bey, one of those guys, 5,100 on FanDuel. 4,300 on DraftKings, I like. He's just so scoring-dependent three-pointer. But when he does shoot well, 6 from 12, shot 50% at Denver on April 6th, put up 29 fantasy points. So tournament only for me. I think Josh Jackson is the safer guy for 400 more. He should be able to get a little bit more done, a few more shots here. I just like his game a little bit more. But those are the guys who are going to benefit. And don't forget about Diallo. You know, Diallo, 5,100 on DraftKings, 5,600 on FanDuel. Has a couple big games in here, 43, 36, and 30 in three of his last five. Guy that we can look at. But again, Detroit can go heavy. Hayes could get a few minutes here. Sabin Lee is going to get a few minutes. Frank Jackson's going to get a few minutes. They can just play a little bit of everybody. So I wouldn't go crazy. I think this is a piece with, I would rather focus on some of the other games, but maybe pick one or two guys and set a limit. Saying, hey, I want max two guys from Detroit. I wouldn't want a full team stack here with how many minutes they throw out there. But Sadiq Bey, Josh Jackson, Diallo, Plumlee, all squarely in play. Even if you want to take Killian Hayes, if he gets the start, he is super cheap at 3,200. Ended up putting 34 fantasy points in 25 minutes. He can get it done if he does get the start. So he's definitely a guy I would look at over Coby White. So we'll throw him in this lineup. Say, hey, we get to start against Sacramento. Yeah, it's just way too damn cheap. For a guy that can get it done. So I will look at him. Over on the Sacramento side, I think you can play, again, as much as I hate, Luke Walton, he's just going to play the same guys. Fox, Holmes, Halliburton, Barnes, and Hield, the guys I'm looking at. I'm not looking at anybody off the bench in a slate this large. I do like Rashawn Holmes, 7,600. Fits perfect in this lineup going against Plumlee. So you could slide him into this lineup we're kind of building and fits nicely in there. But all these guys in play. Buddy Hield, 6K. Halliburton, 6,500. Holmes, 7,600. De'Aaron Fox, 9,300. All in play. Over here on FanDuel, nice prices as well. Holmes is only 6,500. That is too cheap. I love the Holmes we can play over here on DraftKings. I love that we can throw Holmes in as a power forward option. Just fits real nice into there and gives us center power forward, which I do love. So I love this where this lineup is coming from. Nice little build here. But again, we're going to need some injury news. Hield 6,200, Halliburton 6K on FanDuel, Fox 9,300, all in play. But Holmes is definitely my favorite play on both DraftKings and FanDuel at price here. So again, nice little sample lineup here. We're going to need the news on the Dallas side. It's going to dictate this slate for sure. So head on over to DFS Army, use promo code CashCake, save 10%. We will have the news covered for you, where to target guys at. Definitely look at that. And then Sports Bet Army, hit on the link below, got the NBA prop tool here and kind of shows us where the props are at. Let me see if I can pull this up real quick and kind of show you on the screen. If my mouse wants to play nicely with me, kind of show you where our prop tool is at and what it does. Again, it's taking the projection model and it is spitting out the top bets on the day. So each where, as we get news coming in, it'll kind of show us where the best bets are for, the top prop bets. It'll tell us top rebounds, top assists from the five books. So pull this in real quick. As you can kind of see, it's kind of hard to see, but you can kind of see top points. You know, Norman Powell is giving it the over here from the projection we have is around 20. The value is at 16.5 is what the books have. And again, this has it. This updates every live every 5 minutes. Kind of throw everything out. Top assists, top rebounds, and then by book, FanDuel, DraftKings, points bet, you know, William Hill. So it kind of throws everything out. As we update the model and I update those, it'll automatically pull these in. It's a fantastic little tool that we have. Again, you can get that over at SportsBet Army, and I have a link below. Use promo code CashKeg, save 10% as well. And we just got the MLB one done as well. That'll be posted today that does strikeouts and hits. We're going to add home runs and stuff like that. But again, keep adding value to you guys, hope you enjoy the tool. Let's head over and do a quick FanDuel lineup. But before that, again, go over to drafters.com, use promo code DFSARMY and get that 25% bonus, a deposit bonus up to a max of $400. Again, and the big thing with them is that late scratch news, man. Again, if we get one of these guys that are going to be out after lock, that's fine. You can switch them up to the game tips. DraftKings FanDuel, hello. Use that same thing, man. You'd have a lot less angry customers. So something that drafters.com does. And again, they specialize in snake drafts, pick 'em, best ball style drafts. It's a fun site to play. And they have that auto swap as well. If you're not around the computer and you don't want that zero, it'll take a guy out with news before lock and put a guy in the next highest ranking for you so you don't get stuck with a zero, which is fantastic. I wish FanDuel and DraftKings would do that as well that drafters.com does. But with that, let's build a quick FanDuel lineup so we can get you out of here so I don't keep you, try to keep these podcasts between 30 and 45 minutes, because I know your time is precious and I appreciate you spending some time with me, and figuring out, where I see things early in the day and hopefully helps you set your pool, as we get news later. So again, we know Giannis is outright. So what are we going to do here? We're going to throw Jrue Holiday in, even expensive, just been getting it done. Chris Middleton, 8,200. We're going to throw him in this lineup as well. I'm okay if you want to fade one of these guys and go somebody else. Maybe you want to go, DiVincenzo instead. I talked about, Joe Ingles, I liked a lot here. 5,200 is just too cheap. I'm going to throw him in this lineup. I did talk about Josh Jackson a little bit. And you know what? Let's go Rashawn Holmes. Bring it back on Detroit. We'll throw him at the center position. We'll build a little bit of Josh Jackson because he's too cheap as well. Again, you can go DiVincenzo here if you don't want to go Middleton. There's a lot of money left on the table that you can spend here. At the power forward slot, I think there's a lot of ways to go. If you want to look at a Siakam, maybe you want to come down here and put a Portis. I don't mind going Portis. Tony Bradley's 5,300. There's a lot of different ways you can go down here. I don't think I'd have a core play at power forward. Thad Young, Harrison Barnes. We know Porzingis is doubtful. There's a lot of ways to go. We're going to have to see where news hits. I talked about Hartenstein at 4K. There's upside there. 37, 14, 27, 34 in his last four. We could throw him in this for cheap enough. And it leaves us a 76-33 left in this lineup. So point guard, you can easily go up to De'Aaron Fox. If Luka plays, it'll probably be Luka over these guys. Fox is a great pivot off those guys. With Mike Conley being out, you got Flynn at 6K, which I said is too expensive. Jordan Clarkson, I don't mind with no Conley. 5,600, a guy I would look at. Theo's another tournament option at 5,400 you could look at. I don't really want any of these. Killian Hayes at 4K is another cheap option. If he gets a start, I think that's too cheap. Maybe we'll throw him in this and leave us 9,400 left. Then we could get maybe a Siakam. 10-2 left. Maybe just throw Kawhi in for looking at just raw points. There's so much value. Or throw in a Butler. Something like that, though. There's a lot of, if I was going to build a core out of this, though, it'd probably be Jrue Holiday, Joe Ingles for me, Rashawn Holmes would be the core that I look at. And cash core, definitely Middleton, but I don't mind fading him in tournaments at price. For cash core, it would be these guys. Jrue, Middleton, Ingles, and Holmes for me over here on FanDuel. And again, drafters.com, head on over there. Use promo code DFSARMY and check them out. Really cool site. And with that, I will catch you on the flip side. Again, we got baseball locking here in about 3 hours. I hope you're enjoying some Masters. And again, you enjoy your Thursday. Appreciate you taking the time with me. Hit that like button on your way out, and I'll see you on the flip side. Deuces.